The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all for celebrating this double occasion that we have in our calendar. It is the birth anniversary of the founder of the faith, the grandfather of Hassanain, the brother of Ali, and the father of Fatima, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are not only Muslims, we are not just Shia Muslims, we also identify ourselves as Ja'fari. And it is a coincidence, a very beautiful coincidence, that we see that the Viladat anniversary of the founder of the faith and the founder of our fiqh has come together. And this is where we are also celebrating the Viladat of the Prophet's great grandson and our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet is known as Khatimul Anbiya. He is the last of the prophets. And once the last prophet comes, nobody will come after him. No Rasul will come. No revealed book will come after him. But the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him to send at the end, because the best comes at the end. All those who came before him had come actually to prepare the humanity and to bring them to the level where they will be able to accept the final divine message, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to be brought by his best of his messengers. And therefore we see that all the anbiya, the prophets who came before our prophet, they were not only assigned the duty of conveying the message of Allah to their own communities, they were also told that you need to acknowledge the nubuwwat of Muhammad who will come in the future. Not only that, you need to acknowledge the nubuwwat of my most beloved messenger, but you also have to let your communities know that somebody will come at the end and he will be the last of the messengers. Quran talks about it, you know, in different ways. What I would like to do is just go to one specific ayat of Quran. But before that, you know, when we look at this name Muhammad itself means somebody who is praised. And there is another form of it where we call him Ahmad. In Islam, his proper name is Muhammad. But when it comes to the Anbiya who came before, they were told to introduce him as Ahmad. The word Muhammad and Ahmad comes from the same root, from Hamd. Both actually means the most praised one or the praised one. For example, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, in the Quran, in one ayat, it says, وَمَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ عَبَ عَهْدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ. That Muhammad was not the father, he's not father of any one of you in the ummah. What is his status? How do you look at him? وَلَكِنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَخَاتِمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. He is the messenger of Allah and the last of Nabis. Nubuwwat means somebody who is in communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word Nabi comes from Naba, news. News from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasul means a Nabi who now conveys that message to the people. So once Nubuwwat has been eliminated, there is no room for Risalat anymore anyway. And therefore Allah doesn't say Khatimul Mursaleen. He says Khataman Nabiyeen. In another surah he says, and this is actually after the Battle of Uhud, when the Muslims initially gained victory, but a group of Muslims who were supposed to safeguard the valley behind the mountain, they abandoned their position, you know, for this desire and greed for maybe we will not get our share from the booty of the war. And that action, disobedience by them, changed this victory into defeat. The mushrikeen came back and attacked the Muslims by surprise, and that victory was taken away from them. And majority of those who were with the Prophet ran away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to that, says, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. Muhammad is a Rasul like other Rasuls who had come before. أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ. If he dies or he is killed in a battlefield, what are you going to do? إِنْ قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. You're going to turn on your heels and run away? And whoever turns back, فَلَنْ يَضُرُ اللَّهُ شَيْئًا. They don't harm Allah in any way. وَسَيَجْزِشْ اللَّهُ شَاكِرِينَ. Rather, Allah will reward those who are, you know, thankful for being firm in protecting Rasulullah at that moment. Another ayat where, again, the name Muhammad comes in. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who believe and do good deeds, and those who have believed in what has been sent to Muhammad, and that is the truth from their Lord, كَفَّرَ عَنُهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. Allah will forgive them, you know, their sins, وَعَصْلَهَا بَالُهُمْ, and their situation will be made better. And finally, Surah 48, Ayah 29, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the name of the Prophet, Muhammadun Rasulullah wal-ladhina ma'ahu, أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ وَرُحَمَاءُ بَيْنُهُمْ. That Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, and those who are truly with him, they are very firm when they face the enemies. وَرُحَمَاءُ بَيْنُهُمْ. But when they are among themselves, they are very merciful and kind to one another. So these are the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the name of the Prophet.
I close my eyes and I see the most beautiful smile from the most beloved, the final prophet of all mankind, Al-Mustafa, came to a world drowned in greed, for you and for me a perfect guide to be. Till the end of time, peace be upon him.
I love Muhammad.
His loved ones and kin,
I love Muhammad.
Whenever, wherever,
I love Muhammad.
Now and forever.